ways to get in. And this would be the time to unveil a pass rush. And I know it's sad to say, maybe Rashawn Gary just needs to go back to Michigan, drink the water or whatever to be a force. But he's had his most memorable games, you know, in Detroit. So let's, you know, if you're a Packer fan, hope
he's been coming on a little bit stronger. That pass rush has been getting a little bit better and a little bit better every single week. You see glimpses
Lucas back-to-back sacks. And Brenton Cox Jr. has 2 sacks in the last 3 games. So, again, they got younger and they actually got more athletic and better moving on from Preston.
And I'm hoping, and I never thought I would say this, they let Quay Walker do what Quay Walker's been doing the last couple of weeks. I think there's a key that's been opened there. The key, they found it, they opened the door, whatever you want to say. But really just letting him call the plays for the defense and then letting him be the guy that just runs. he seems to be good at that. I don't know if it's maybe a matter of, because he's not, you know, what is this, his second or third season with the Green Bay Packers. So I get it.
Flies,
you know, I get it. Sometimes it's hard to be the guy calling the plays and getting everybody organized. And so sometimes it's maybe he's a little bit more into that. So maybe not having to be the guy that has to get himself lined up, maybe that's easier for him. I don't know. But it seems to be working, whatever thing they've changed for him over the last couple of weeks.
I would agree with you. And he's strung together 3 good games now.
Yes.
And really, I think the Chicago game was maybe one that was kind of a return to what form or whatever you want to. Even the Lions game, actually, the last time they played the Lions, he played.
Yeah, he had
well.
A good game. Yeah, he did.
Now, he missed the Jacksonville game before Detroit, correct?
I believe
so. He missed one game, and that was the one, I believe. So I'm going to offer this to you as a reason for why I think he's made some improvement here. He had played, Maddie, and I was thinking about this. Every snap, 100% of the defensive snaps through the first 8, 9, whatever it was, weeks before he missed the Jacksonville game, okay?
That's tough slogging.
As I know from playing, and really on any level, you might be a really good player and deserve to get all the snaps, but you know what? There's something to be said for being able to sit back in the moment and watch.
Yes.
And see the game in action, not on film, not on tape, in action, talking to your teammates, which he had the luxury to do against Jacksonville for the first time really in forever. And I think that might have slowed it down a little bit for him. It's just a guess, but he did have a chance to have a different viewpoint and perspective.
Sure.
It's kind of like when the backup quarterback comes in and he's taken the back down and he sees the tight end that's open coming out on a circle route and that stuff. And you go, how can the starter, well, you know, starter's got a lot on his plate. The other guy's sitting back waiting for a chance and dissecting.
Yeah.
Kind of like Thomas Brown in Chicago as a play caller. The offense looked better while he sat there and saw the foolishness. Like, you know, anyone who's really good at what they do. And I think that maybe, fingers crossed, but might have been a thing to allow Quay Walker to say, wait a minute here. Let's get off this 100-mile-an-hour train, 100% of the snaps for a second, catch our breath, and then go. When he doesn't overthink it, he's a force. You are
right. Yes, absolutely.
Let him run, go sick him kind of guy.
Yes, absolutely. And I feel like there was too much overthinking for a young guy in the league, especially being under one D coordinator 1 year and then a new one the next year. I feel like there was just too much thought. And sometimes,
well, Maddie, if he was your son, you would say, Quay, I don't know why I called you Quay, but I like the name, I suppose. And the other thing he would say probably is that don't be so hard on yourself.
Yeah.
You know, and Max is wonderful, and I'm guessing he's got a bit of a perfectionist streak in him.
Very much so.
Because he can't be as good as what he does to not, but you, as you know, as a mom, it takes a toll. There is no player in the locker room harder on himself than Quay Walker. And that's when it pains me a little bit to hear people be real. And I've been tough on him. We have, but it hurts a little bit because he plays every snap. He wants it so bad.
He seems to be a good locker room guy, too. It seems to be.
He's a great teammate.
They seem to love him.
When he was making mistakes, no one was dogging him as a teammate
because
they know he's given everything and there for everything and all in. But the point of, you know, wanting it so. He beat himself up every news conference as a rookie. And I remember us talking about that. Like, son, it's going to be a tough career if you don't relax a little bit, you know?
Well, it seems to be whatever they have done to change where he's at on the field and how he plays the game, it has definitely helped, especially over the last 3 weeks. And I will toot his horn as loudly as I can, because you're right, we were hard on him, but he has definitely showed some improvement, and it's good to see because he is such a locker room guy. guy. And, you know, as a teammate and as a Green Bay Packer, you got to love him. He's just that guy. Now, I don't know if this is a stat you were talking about, but before we give our picks for the game, I came across this and we were talking about Jaire Alexander and how much time he's missed. This is also staggering, even if it's not the same stat you were talking about. After tonight, Jaire Alexander will have missed 16 of the Packers' last 30 regular season games and 30 of their last 64, either due to injury or suspension.
That's what I was talking about. Okay. 50% almost. Jeez.
That's crazy.
I mean, half the time you got your guy.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And you and I have talked about it. You don't want to speculate too much on a guy's career, especially when, you know, things are going so well this season for a team. But you got to think there's going to be some conversations about Jaire Alexander and probably Eric Stokes in the offseason. That would be my guessing.
I want to know who Max thinks they're going to take in the first round at cornerback this coming draft.
Oh, Max is actually hoping they go out and do an Xavier McKinney type deal where they get a guy on in free agency and then they go out and draft a stud as well. That's kind of what he's hoping. He's like, they blew out the safety room, now blow out the cornerback room and start from scratch. He's like, you have to at this point. So that's kind of what he's hoping.
Accomplished it, but yeah, for sure. And there are people second guessing now Cooper DeJean and all of that. I don't want to hear about it. I mean,
no,
you know,
they're rookies.
Well, the contracts, it's kind of funny because Xavier McKinney's contract maybe precluded you from having to go, but you did help. You got Javon Bullard, who's all intensive
corner. He's great.
And Evan Williams. I don't know what Bullard could do in one offseason or one draft.
Yeah.
And the other thing with McKinney's contract has been a bargain. Josh Jacobs, Maddie, you remember when there was talk, the way it was structured, gave the Packers an easy out on a one-year deal for Jacobs. And there were people speculating, well, this might be a one-year deal. Who thinks it's going to be only a one-year deal now?
Oh, it's not going to be a one-year deal.
It might be restructured before the thing is said and done.
And honestly,
then the other contract, you just paid, and you started this morning talking about Jordan Love's contract.
Yeah.
You're obligated to draft an offensive lineman darn near to protect your investment.
Absolutely. And the Packers are the best at the O-line, at developing the O-line. I mean, they really, truly are. They're one of the best in the
league. And the O-line is not a problem right now. So even if they knew they had to develop Jordan Morgan, yada, yada, they're not suffering in the meantime.
I'm going to tell you right now, if you're a Packers fan and you have any doubt in the offensive line and how they develop them, look at how fast that their free agencies stay on the market as an O-lineman in Green Bay. It's literally
That's a great point.
I mean, that just tells you everything you need to know, because the other teams see this, and if they're coming from Green Bay, they're going to take stock in that because they know that they know their jobs, they're doing it well, and if they're not on the team anymore, it's probably because of a cap issue, not because they suck, right? I mean,
Sean Ryan's making himself some money, whether it's in Green Bay or somewhere else.
Yes, absolutely.
And he's playing. I mean, they're dangling the carrot for all these guys.
Look what happened with Runyon. I mean, I feel bad for him being on the Giants, but at the same time, I mean, he was in free agency for what, about 1.2 seconds, if that? I mean, it didn't last just because.
11:59:59 yet on the legal tampering period, so we can get Runyon or Ryan or whoever. I know. And Rashid Walker, I mean, these guys. Again, and Zach Thomas is just so flawless, nobody really talks about him that much.
Yeah, absolutely, which is good. If you're not talking about your O-line, then they're doing their jobs.
You and I, not the biggest Josh Myers fans.
He's been really good, though, this year.
He's
have
grading
to say.
Out as among one of the best.
I know. He's been really, really good. So
I don't know how, but he is.
I like the small surprises. I like the small surprises that we get during the season. All right. So let's give our picks for tonight. Who do you think is going to win this one?
Well, the thing I like about the Packers' attitude-wise, they got younger again, but they got greater leadership this time around. And I get the same sense I had last year, but with a lot more confidence that there isn't any level of self-satisfaction with the Packers.
Right.
Not at all. In fact, this year I would think quite the opposite, that they feel like there's so much more out there they need to go get and can get. Yep. And I think it starts tonight. I think Packers 34-24, something along those lines. I think a pretty much start to finish 30-plus point performance, and the defense may surprise us. Jeff Hafley, and we talked about how Kevin O'Connell and the company in the division, Dan Campbell, man, they ate Hafley's lunch first time around.
Yes, yes,
and
they
the Bears
did.
Caused them enough trouble, plenty of headaches. But second time around, we'll see now. We'll see.
Hafley,
and this begins that.
Halfley seems to be one of those guys who learns from his mistakes. At least that's what I feel like when I listen to him, when I see him coach. Even when he makes his adjustments in the game, I see him as a guy who learns from his mistakes.
The good teams recognize their weaknesses, know how to fix the weaknesses, and know how to make sure they stay fixed. Because if the Packers were lesser, then I'd be worried about the reverting tonight to the drop passes, the penalties, all of that. I really have no doubts. The bad teams, we got it buttoned up. 2 weeks, we're fumbling. Now we got it buttoned up. Interceptions, we got that fixed. Now all of a sudden, we're doing both in the game. We're fumbling and getting interceptions. And that's not LaFleur's MO at all.
No, absolutely. In fact, Matt LaFleur, by the way, is 17-2 in the month of December. He was actually 16-0, which was the longest streak ever in a month until, Tommy DeVito came along and stopped it last year.
Baker Mayfield had his miracle perfect rating.
Right, exactly. Right. And that those are the two blemishes on the Matt LaFleur December record.
That's a great stat. I had forgotten that from last year. Right? So much was made out of that going into December.
Indomitable and fearless Tommy DeVito.
Yeah, showed the way, and then Baker Mayfield decided to become Joe Namath at his height.
Oh, Joe Barry, you leave all of us with nightmares. We're so glad that has passed the Green Bay Packers. All right, so my final pick is, I think this one, I'm going to say it could be a little bit of a shootout, just because this offense for the Detroit Lions is really, really good. And I hate to say it, and maybe, again, I like to use a little reverse psychology because it usually works in my favor. I'm going to say the Detroit Lions 30, Green Bay 28. We're going to go that route, and then we're going to hope that your score is closer. I'm using some reverse psychology this morning. I really want them to win. I really hope they win. I think they can do it, especially with as banged up as this defense is, but I'm not going to anger the football gods, especially when, here's the thing, especially when Mike Holmgren and Shannon Sharp are up for, Hall of Fame this year. I don't feel like as Packers fans, we should be angering the football gods. So I'm not going to do that this morning.
No, I like it. I like it.
There's a lot going their way right now, all the way around, even back in the history.
Hey, even if they should happen to lose tonight, so you're 11-6, 12-5, and you're going into playoffs and you don't win the division, you still got to go on the road. Who cares? I mean, they can beat anyone anywhere, I think, when they're playing their best football. And you're invariably going to come up to another collision with the Eagles. I think they're somewhere down the road. But that's still to be determined, because with the Bills looming and a win tonight, the Packers are right there in a pretty good position in the division.
And honestly, I still love this whole thing where the Packers are being counted out. I think it worked in their favor last year. I don't see very much respect this year either, especially when you look at the Coach of the Year candidates, where Matt LaFleur isn't even one of the top five right now, which is still crazy to me. But at the same time, I still feel like that works in their favor a little bit as the underdogs. I mean, they don't consider themselves to be that. I know Packers fans don't, but I think the rest of the league does. And a lot of people who like to place these bets, especially if you look at some of these predictions for this game. But I don't think they buy that at all. But I like that they kind of fly under the radar. I don't mind that for them.
Their maturity belies their age, because I think they have a great capacity to live in the moment and stay in the moment. They did last year in the playoffs. No moment was too big for these guys, as young as they were a year ago, or the coach leading them. And that was without a kicker, kind of going in with one leg tied behind your butt. But I think this group, again, this year, they're just starting to play their best football. And it's not like it's by design or that this is the grand plan. I mean, that's part of it. You want to be, but that doesn't guarantee it. But they are living right now. There's nothing more important than the game, getting ready for the Lions and that routine. And again, health and those things do go hand in hand.
Yes, absolutely. And I love that they aren't complacent. They, even if they have a great game, they still challenge themselves to be better the next week. There is no complacency in Matt LaFleur's locker room or with these players, especially if you get a chance to listen to him speak throughout the week. They all know there's things.
Yeah, how can you complacent in your job, Maddie? You're working too hard. You don't have the luxury, you know. And some exactly. of these pro athletes, I mean, it does happen. But come on, you know?
Yeah, it does. It does, absolutely. All right, with that, we're going to wrap up, and you and I will talk again tomorrow morning because, well, we'll be post Detroit Lions, and we're going to hope that we are claiming victory against the Lions. They split it last year. Let's hope they can do it again, but we will find out. So hopefully, you enjoy the game. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll talk again tomorrow morning, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you, Maddie. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Chris Hovel, our Packers expert, another edition of Hanging with Hovel here on Max FM, brought to you by Tricor Insurance and Oakwood Fruit Farm.
When you're looking for life insurance coverage, Tricor Insurance and Auto Owners Insurance have you covered.
With Tricor, it's all about building relationships with people so that they realize that I am trustworthy and knowledgeable. My job is to figure out what they need, who they are. Insurance is stressful, and if we can take the stress out of that for them, that's what we're here for.
Tricor and Auto Owners Insurance are dedicated to helping you understand your life insurance options. Visit TricorInsurance.com to find an agent near you.
It is your last chance to stock up at Oakwood Fruit Farm during the winter stock up sale. All remaining apples are buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value. Buy a peck, get a peck free. Buy a bushel, get a bushel free. Choose from several delicious apple varieties, perfect for gifts or winter treats. Plus, don't miss the apple cider, take and bake pies, and famous apple cider donuts still available. Open 9 until 4 every day until the apples are sold out for the season. South of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road, just follow the signs to Oakwood Fruit Farm. Don't wait. Stock up before it's too late.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
Well, I guess it would be nice if I could touch your body. I know not everybody has got a body like you. But I gotta think twice before I give my heart away. And I know all the games you play because I play them too.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant back with you. Let's take a look at your weather forecast. Today, sunny, a high of 24. Tonight, it will be partly cloudy with a low of 10. On Friday, mostly sunny with a high of 29. Saturday, warming up, mostly sunny with a high of 39. Sunday, sunny and beautiful with a high of 48. Here are the Black Eyed Peas on Max FM.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight.
tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. I feel it. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. I feel it. That tonight's gonna be
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
Say you don't know me. I recognize my face. Say you don't. Knee deep in the hoopla, sinking in your fight. Too many runaways eating up the night. Marconi plays the mambo. Listen to the radio. Don't you remember? We built this city. We built this city.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Don't forget you can stream us on our website at max.fm. You can ask your smart device to play Max FM Baraboo, or download the free Civic Media app on your mobile device. Tap on Max and Mouse from Max FM. Here is Night Ranger.
Sister Christian, oh, the time has come, and you know that you're the only one to say, okay. Where you going, what you looking for? You know those boys don't wanna play no more with you. It's true.
Thank you.
90s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant hanging out with you on Thursday morning. People Helping People is having a Brat Fry this Saturday, December 7th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. This will be held at the PHP office, 805 Broadway Street in Baraboo. Brat Fry and Bake Sale, that means grilled brats, Italian sausages, the infamous all-beef franks, chips, soda, or water. Santa will visit from 2 to 4 p.m. and he will arrive on his fire truck. For more information, go over to phbwisconsin.org. Coming up, we'll have a look at weather news by the Romantics on Max FM.
Being part of a team means knowing you have support when you need it most. This is Kathy Mackesy, and at Bank of Wisconsin Dells, we understand the value of being surrounded by a strong team. That's why our personal bankers are committed to providing personalized financial solutions for all your deposit and banking needs. Select Bank of Wisconsin Dells to be part of your trusted financial team.
Member FDIC.
Thinking about celebrating the upcoming holidays as a healthy new you? Now's the time to start slimming down to look and feel great. Remedy Me IV Therapy and Wellness of Sauk City offers weight loss injections to help keep cravings at bay, reduce appetite, and increase fat burning potential. Work directly with medical professionals who customize your weight loss program. They also specialize in IV therapy and injections to supercharge your energy levels, help with migraines, pain relief, and more. Go to RemedyMeIV.com.
Contemplative folk rock duo Avian Aura takes the stage at Kona Michi Craft Bar this Saturday night. Catch them at 7:30. Now is the time to book your last-minute holiday party, large or small. Tables and window seats are available for your holiday celebration at Kona Michi. Purchase a gift card to treat a family member or friend with the perfect tasteful gift this holiday season. Kona Michi Craft Bar on 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo, where the cocktails, wine, and beer are perfectly paired with exceptional music and art.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high-quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
The wind will die down this morning. This afternoon, sunny and cold, but not windy. We'll get to around 22 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, clear 9. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, warmer, with highs in the upper 20s. We are going to bounce back to the upper 30s to 40s by the weekend. Need a great holiday gift idea? Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. This stuff is amazing, and everyone will love it. GrandpaBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
99.7.
We'll be right back.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Here is REM, Stand on Max FM.
Max FM.
Egyptian.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave with you on Thursday morning. Here is something no one had on their bingo card for 2024. After 20 years, the Tex-Mex chain Chi-Chi's is making a comeback. Chi-Chi's launched in the 1970s. It became a sensation in the 80s and 90s with more than 200 locations nationwide. One of its classic items was fried ice cream. But then it went through bankruptcy, ownership changes, and the final blow came in 2003 when some bad green onions at Chi-Chi's led to the largest hepatitis outbreak in American history. Hundreds of people got sick and 4 people died. The chain was basically defunct within months. Some salsa products have remained on the store shelves ever since, but up until earlier this year, there was a single Chi-Chi's still open in Austria randomly. Anyway, a man named Michael Dermott is the son of the original owner, Marno McDermott, and he will open a few new restaurants under the Chi-Chi's name next year. The first locations will be in Minnesota, which is also the state where the original restaurant opened back in 1976. It's probably safe to assume that the fried ice cream will be back, and for better or worse, the green onions. You know, you never know what you're going to find at Chi-Chi's, you know? I had to laugh about this when I heard about this yesterday, and had to go do a little research, because guess what? I met my lovely wife, Wendy, at Chi-Chi's in Dubuque, Iowa, so you know what? We're going to have to celebrate when they reopen and maybe get a little fried ice cream as well.
Welcome to the third day of the Max FM 12 Deals of Christmas. Indulge in all-you-can-eat sushi or hibachi for lunch or dinner with gift certificates from Sushi Lover at Westtown Mall in Madison. Sushi rolls are made fresh to order by skilled chefs. Experience oriental artwork, stunning decor, and so much more at Sushi Lover in Madison. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com and purchase $70 worth of gift certificates for just $35. Today only with the Max FM 12 Deals of Christmas.
Mouthwatering steaks, fresh seafood, Angus burgers, and crisp salads. Hi, this is Chef Jason from Jay's Pub and Grill in Reedsburg. We're open for lunch and dinner every day and offer half-price appetizers during happy hour, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 at the bar. Jay's also has an incredible kids menu and offers the perfect setting for your next gathering. Birthday parties, baby and bridal showers, and holiday parties, we can make your next event memorable. See our features and watch for upcoming events on Facebook. Jay's Pub and Grill in Reedsburg. Something for everyone.
The holidays are here, and it's nearly time to pick a present from our grown-up gift list with our Civic Media statewide Text to Win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of our grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on our grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win starting Monday morning.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.